I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. You are listening to part 3 of tips on coping emotionally with COVID-19. And I've already given about 11. And we have 16 in total, so I will continue with tip number 12. Whoever's a home leader, utilize this time to teach your sons and your daughters, all the teens, all the little children, how to bake, how to cook, how to sew a button on, how to hem, how to change a tire, what is a hammer, what is a nail, how to use a drill, how to use a jacksaw. Teach them and help them make wise use of this time together. Here is tip number 13. Select a time to have a family meeting once a week or so to talk about the coronavirus. Use age-appropriate language depending on the age of your children. And here are some of the topics you can share. What are you most concerned about? Are you having any problems with your online schooling? How can we as a family help a neighbor this week without leaving our home? Talk about how they're feeling about being home and not being able to go out. Have these select family meeting times. Here is tip number 14. Try and keep this world crisis in perspective. Social media and the news outlets can really amplify misinformation sometimes. Keep in mind that there is a concerted global effort to try and contain this virus. Right here in the Bahamas, our Ministry of Health, our government, our Prime Minister, our Minister of Health, and the Minister of Education, and everyone else are all working together with all of us. And the World Health Organization is maintaining a webpage with answers to common questions. Remind yourself that people who are out there, they are out there fighting this monster for you and for me. Here is tip number 15. Practice stress and anxiety management. There are many proven ways to reduce stress and anxiety. So getting enough sleep is one. A good balanced diet and drinking a lot of water. Exercise. Talking about your fears with others. Meditation. And as I said, when you start to have anxiety, slow down. Take deep breaths. Breathe in slowly through your mouth or your nostrils and breathe slowly out through your mouths. You know, stretch. Sit and meditate. Listen to soft music. Follow prevention tips to stay healthy. Wear your mask or face covering whenever you must go outside to shop. Now, if you do not have a mask you can buy, make one. I've read a professional website by the World Health Organization, and they suggest even fabric made from the t-shirts men wear. You double it. Put something over your mouth so the moisture wouldn't come out or enter. At least it'll reduce that. Follow the laws. Wash your hands often and wash them properly. Use sanitizers. And then sanitize the doorknobs, the keys, the car door knobs, and everywhere. We sanitize them. And if you've been outside shopping to the store, when you get in, take off your shoes at the door and spray Lysol spray at the bottom. And leave the shoes in a particular spot. Don't walk all over the house with them. You know, these are the simple, most effective ways to stop the spread of the virus. Remember to call a doctor, a nurse, a police officer, a medical personnel, essential workers you may know or friends or family members to encourage them. They are actually fighting on the front line for us, being our defense. They are in the battle, and we must keep them in our thoughts and in our prayers. They need our support. Respect them, honor them, cheer them on when you see them. That's important. Remember, be calm. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.